fastball driven. Deep left center field. That ball is gone. My God, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Welcome to the jungle. And I got one other thing to say.
Where you go, Auburn fans? Welcome to No Huddle, your source for Auburn football news and discussion, part of the E2C Network, a family of Auburn athletics podcasts, brought to you by the Auburn Baptist Campus Ministries, serving Auburn students since 1961, and also the Auburn Uniform Database. Visit them at auburnuniforms.com. I'm your host, AJ Richardson. I'm also here with Ben King to discuss and preview the A-Day that is about to come. Football and Jordan Hare, are you excited? What are you looking forward to?
Oh man, I've been waiting for this since UCF won the national title over us, right?
Oh yeah.
So yeah. It's been a while that we've had a really good game. In fact, probably last game that was in Jordan Hare. So I am stoked to get back on the plains to smell the crisp spring Auburn air. To have some Mike and Ed's and some Willie's Wings and just enjoy time with the Auburn family watching just a little scrimmage we like to call A-Day.
Yep. It sounds like you're already scouting out your places of where you're going to eat while you're in Auburn.
That is correct.
Good.
And Nippers.
That's the best way to do it. Oh, yes.
We've got to make it to three places.
How long are you going to be down there?
Just for the day.
Man, you got a lot of places to go to.
A lot of places to go, a lot of food to eat. We're going to do like mini meals.
Nice.
Should be pretty good.
Nice.
We got here to talk about football, and I started talking about pork barbecue, but that's okay. Let's move it back over to another type of pig skin. And
that's right.
Actually talk about the game that's going to happen. So
yeah. So the game, we're pretty excited about it. The only negative that's kind of been the whole theme of this whole spring has been the injuries. But there's going to be plenty of great stars. I mean, this is A-Day. It's always a good time for you to go and see a little bit of what this team is going to be made out of.
Yeah, we'll see at least half the players.
You'll see plenty of players. A lot of them are going to be newcomers. So that's the exciting part. The only sad part is you're not going to see more than likely a good number of our starters. You're not going to see Will Hastings. You're not going to see Eli Stove. It's questionable whether or not you'll see Jarrett. We'll get into that in a little bit later. Even a couple of our backup centers have gotten injured. Or centers this year that are competing for the starting center job. It's kind of frustrating, but at the same time, we knew going into this that just based on what Gus has been saying, it's going to be a physical practice. Like, they were taking live punts, live field goals. They were doing a lot more things live than they had done in years past. So I guess with that comes more injuries, which kind of sucks. But it just comes with the territory.
You know what? As long as Anders stays healthy, we can kick 62-yard field goals every game.
Yes.
And good for 70. I swear.
Are you foreseeing another LSU of, 2016?
If we have to have another six kicks to win a game, I think he can do it.
Yeah. From what I've heard, he's just as much of a good kicker as Daniel
his brother,
Carlson, if not maybe even better.
So it's rare to see Gus Malzahn smile. I think we can all agree on that. And
yeah,
just watch a clip of him talk about Anders And he's just like a little happy old grandpa like he is now, just chuckling about watching the ball get kicked and go through the air and through the uprights and beyond the uprights and outside the stadium and whatever else. So,
yep.
He's like, no, it's so true. I thought it was going to the moon. He didn't really say that, but the expression on his face made it look like he did.
Yeah, and when he just loves, for whatever reason, our kicking game. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's seeing flashbacks of Daniel Carlson, and he's like, yes, we got 4 years of Anders.
Honestly, when you think about it, the special teams has been subpar. The only good portion of it has really been the kicking game. So
yeah,
maybe, well, even then, maybe that's why.
Last season, you could argue with the two blocked field goals. It's kind of tough.
True. Wasn't the best year.
Yeah. No, definitely wasn't for special teams. And I'm definitely looking forward to what we can do. All right, let's talk about the offense and get into that a little bit. As far as quarterback situation, you're going to see Malik Willis and A-Day. You're going to see some Joey Gatewood.
Oop.
Malik Willis is going to be with the ones, and then Joey Gatewood is going to be with the second stringers. And really, honestly, they're getting down to like third stringers because of all the injuries.
Yep.
What do you expect out of our quarterbacks for this A-Day?
I expect a lot of running and an interception or two. Is that bad? Is that bad that that's what I expect? But just,
I don't. Okay. So remember, Auburn is playing Auburn. And
yeah, but
we want our defense to do well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. There's going to be some mistakes that are done. I mean, considering there were, I think, four interceptions or something crazy like that in the very first scrimmage.
Yep.
And
then there were still a couple in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not been a clean passing game yet, which maybe it's saying something about our offense, but maybe it's saying something about our defense. I guess we'll have to see.
Yep. Do you expect Jarrett Stidham to be playing at all on Saturday? And if so, how much do you see him playing?
If he steps foot on the field, it's going to be to stretch. Because otherwise, there's absolutely no reason to put him out there if he's not good enough to play in practice right now. If he can't practice, he shouldn't be playing in the stupid scrimmage. No one cares.
And so
it's fine. We know what he can do. We watched him all last season. Just don't get injured, because then you won't play at all.
Yeah, and so far, he hasn't even participated in the 11-on-11 drills. He's thrown a few passes in the 7-on-7 drills, but you don't have offensive linemen running at your face at that point. I feel like Gus still is like on the fence whether or not he'll play. Come on. If he hasn't said already, he's not going to play. I would be shocked if he got any play time. If he does step on the field and throw some, it's going to be like five passes, and Gus is like, all right, you're done. Get off the field.
Yep.
And we want to give, I mean, I understand, like, you want to give Malik Willis and Joey Gatewood plenty of experience before the football season. And this is a perfect opportunity when your number one quarterback, Jarrett Stidham's out. This is a great time for Malik and Joey to step up. And they've done it, from what we've heard, pretty good job of stepping into those roles, especially Malik Willis, who's already had a year under his belt. Even this past scrimmage, he had a pretty stellar start. I mean, he started out 4 or 5 for passing. He even had a couple touchdown runs. One was a 70-yard run, which is pretty amazing to do that against our number one defense.
Yeah.
And then even in the end zone had a 20-yard touchdown run. So that's, again, incredible that he's able to slice and dice our defense like that. Pretty exciting. And then Joey Gatewood, he had a subpar, from what I can understand, even though he didn't throw any interceptions. He had a subpar second scrimmage. He was sacked at least 5 times. And this, maybe you can interpret this, maybe it's our offensive line. I mean, a lot of them are second and third string offensive line. But 5 is a lot. 5 is a lot to be sacked. He did have two touchdown passes to Griffin King, and those were on back-to-back possessions inside the red zone, so pretty exciting there. Yeah, and Ben, I've heard there's a rumor we might be using him maybe in a special situation. Have you heard anything about this for Joey Gatewood?
I've definitely seen some people talk about it, using him like Florida used Tim Tebow back in 2006, which, if you look at the build of the guy, it's almost like we have a copy of Nick Marshall and a copy of Cam Newton on the team. So it definitely could happen. The game has changed a lot since Tebow was, you know, Heisman Trophy winner. So maybe, maybe not. But I would love to see some, you know, like goal line formations where he comes out there and does something. I definitely think that would be interesting.
And I think we're struggling, as far as I can tell, on who's going to be that wildcat situation quarterback. I mean, last year we had Kerryon Johnson, and he wasn't afraid to run straight up the middle between the tackles. And that's the only thing I honestly fear if we put Joey in that situation. Is he gutsy enough to go up the middle?
I think so. He's big enough. If you see some of his like high school tape, then he definitely wasn't afraid to, like, of course he's playing against guys that are like a foot shorter than he is at that point, but he ran up the middle like all the time.
Yeah.
College is a different game completely.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, I think if he has the confidence, then he'll be fine.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping. If you run outside in a wildcat situation, it can get destroyed and broken up extremely easily. So that's the only thing I fear with him. But hey, maybe he's our solution for the wildcat situations. Put him in the red zone. I mean, he's a big guy. He's almost, I would remember with Cam Newton, you give him the ball, he falls forward 2 yards. Like, that's the kind of player and the size that he has.
No, absolutely. And honestly, with Stidham coming back and Willis being number two, I think the only time we'd really see Gatewood is in a situation like that. I just don't know why else we would play him if not redshirt him. Which I don't know if I necessarily want that to happen, because I want him to get, you know, some game time experience. Because we have, what, Bo Nix coming in a couple of years? So,
yep.
Like, we have a lot of quarterback talent in the pipeline.
Yep.
So get him some experience.
Yeah, and I agree. If we use him in certain situations this year, I'm fine with that. I'm kind of like you. I want him to play some. It's going to be less than what we saw with Malik Willis last year, just because we already have a number two.
Yep.
But maybe in those goal line situations, put him in there. Have a somebody like Chandler Cox run in front of him and open up a hole. And let him fall and get a couple yards. I would love to see that.
Thankfully, Chip Lindsey is our offensive coordinator. We won't see something like a play for each quarterback like we did a few years ago.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see that.
We're not going to see that. No. That would, as soon as that would happen, we'd be like, yep, Gus is taking back over. Ah, crap, we're done.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about the running back situation. I mean, this is one of the highest discussions, most talked about.
Booby.
People are excited about our running backs because, honestly, there's 5 to 6 running backs that are all in the running. Of all of the running backs, I know you're pretty big on Jatarvius Booby Whitlow. Every time, it's ridiculous. Why is his name?
I just like to say it and see if it throws you off, and you do a great job.
I try my best, though. Man, like, really, I don't understand. And then Asa Martin, he's made some waves coming in. He's been known to be really good between the tackles, and I foresee that being a big role, or him playing a big role in that game. And then we've got a couple of our veterans, Cam Martin, Malik Miller, two guys that have played plenty of time before in the past season. What do you foresee this season as far as running backs go? I know they wanted to nail down who's going to be the running back. Are you still leaning towards Asa Martin as far as your number one running back?
Yes, sir. I am on the Asa train, and I'm excited to see Asa play because I've seen tape, but I'm sure he's going to put on a show live. And it'll be interesting to see Booby as well because, honestly, I didn't hear about him until, like, I didn't know much about him until, like, a week or so ago. And there's been a lot of news of his performance in spring practice. So it'll be definitely good to see those guys kind of battle it out in the ones and twos in A-Day. I think probably the biggest question is running back and who's going to fill that big spot, because while Cam Martin is he's good, he didn't have, you know, signs of greatness last year. Of course, he had a couple other guys in front of him, so there's a lot that can happen in development over a year. However, from the news we've been hearing, I'm definitely excited to see kind of Asa Martin get out there and take the field and bust some big ones, and then see maybe Booby do the same thing. And then Cam Martin, and then the other Malik. Why is it so hard for me to remember?
Miller.
I'm just going to say Malik.
Yeah, the Malik.
We'll probably see Malik hand off to Malik a few times.
Well, that's very possible.
We saw it a couple times last year.
Yeah. I'm thinking we're going to see a lot of Asa Martin and Dartavius Whitlow. I think both of those guys are going to be big in A-Day. We're going to see plenty of Cam Martin just because he's a veteran player. He did well last season, but during the actual season, I don't see him playing as big of a role. Maybe Cam Martin, he's a quick guy. Maybe he takes over the role of somebody like an Eli Stove, where you
could be.
Make him a speed sweep guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking in the interim, while we don't have Eli Stove, maybe we see him in those kind of situations where you have him coming across the field and hand it off to him, and he runs up the field for a ton of yards. I'm just thinking out loud here, but I feel like that could be a good possibility.
I would not mind seeing that. I'd love to see how he works that position and that type of play.
Yeah. Do you foresee, with Auburn having 10 straight seasons of having a 1,000-yard rusher, do you foresee us having that extended? Or with all of this talent, do you foresee us having guys that are like 600-700, but we have like 3 or 4 guys that are like 600 to 700 yards during a season? Do you really see like one guy taking the lead and being that 1,000-yard rusher?
Well, yes, someone will. I'm afraid to say who, because last time I was saying like we'd have a fantastic running back, Javon Robinson got kicked off the team before we even started the season. So true. I'm not going to name off players or anything like that, but I could easily see us having 2 1,000-yard running backs if we have the right combination that hits the field. From a lot of what I'm hearing, I'm feeling that way. I don't want to say anything, outright, because I don't want to jinx us like I have in the past. I still have my Javon Robinson jersey.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
That is kind of sad. But it's okay.
Yep.
I know you were such a huge fan of him.
Oh, he was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Oh, well.
In another reality, maybe.
Yeah.
I need an Infinity.
As far as running.
Infinity Stone. Take me to that one.
All right. I feel like we're pretty solid. There's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher. Maybe 2. I have a feeling we're going to whittle it down to like 3 top guys, and we're going to rotate those 3 guys throughout the season. One's going to be the primary guy. We're going to have another guy who maybe is a little bit quicker guy, maybe Cam Martin. I just really foresee us using like 3 guys in rotation, maybe 4 thrown in there in some special situations. For wide receivers, we've got a lot of guys that are veterans. Sadly, 2 of them have been injured with ACL injuries, Eli Stove and Will Hastings. But we do have Ryan Davis. He was injured, just a minor injury.
A little banged up.
He's been back at spring practice going full steam. So I foresee him being yet again a great big player in this 8A and for the 2018 season. Griffin King, like I'd already mentioned, he's been pretty decent. He's caught two touchdown passes this past week in the scrimmage. And it's great to have a lot of different options, especially when you've got guys that are injured. I mean, this is taking a huge hit when you have big guys like Eli Stove, who was that dominant speed sweep guy, and Will Hastings, who even last 8A had 75 yards on 7 catches. And then throughout the season, y'all know what he did. He was an explosive player, and we were able to use him a lot. What do you expect out of our wide receivers for this 8A?
You know, I think that Ryan Davis is definitely going to be big. I haven't really heard much about him during the spring, so hopefully he's just saving it up for this. And it'll be interesting to see Griffin King, because once again, another player that I haven't really heard much about. And you know what year he is on the team?
I think he's a sophomore. He's a sophomore.
Yep, redshirted in 2015. 2016 was backup wide receiver. 2017 reserve receiver and special teams. So that would make him a junior, wouldn't it? Redshirt junior?
Oh, that's probably it then. Yeah, I think he's a junior.
I think on the depth chart they haven't updated it yet, but
yeah, that's right.
That means he's had some time in the back to kind of learn, and maybe this is his time to shine. So it'll be kind of interesting to see that now that we have, you know, a lot of unfortunate openings in the wide receiver ranks as far as, yeah, you know, tenured former starters go. He could come out and perform well. It'll be good to see some of the guys in the back that probably wouldn't have gotten to play otherwise really get to shine. So hope they put all of it in how they can and, you know, come out and make some great catches.
Yeah, and the only thing that kind of makes me a little weary is what you were saying. Our defense is going to be ferocious. So they're going to be wanting to get plenty of interceptions and show off for the 8A crowd. But again, these wide receivers are going to fight for it. I mean, one of the wide receivers that I think we've overlooked, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be at, but for the 2018 season, he's not going to be here for A-Day, is Shedrick Jackson. So that's pretty exciting that Bo Jackson's nephew is going to be on our team. So that's more of a later down the road wide receivers looking. But I feel like he could be a big player.
That would be huge.
Marquise McClain, this will be his second year at Auburn. And Ryan Davis, obviously, I feel like he's going to be our consistent guy. I mean, he was this past season with, what was it, the most catches of any
most receptions.
Auburn.
How many did he have?
Most receptions.
Was it like 60-something?
It was a lot. And Will Hastings, hopefully he gets back and healthy. We also had, who is this? Trying to remember who else we had for wide receivers. But we've had so many great players like Darius Slayton. Griffin King's going to hopefully step up this year and be a little bit more of a player, especially with the absence of Eli Stove and Will Hastings. Guys like Griffin will have that opportunity. Pretty excited for these wide receivers. Hopefully the quarterbacks will stay composed and actually be able to throw some good passes. That's the only big question that I'm having in my mind is, are these quarterbacks going to be able, because they're our second and third string quarterbacks, they going to be able to deliver?
If I don't see a pick six on Saturday, then our defense has failed us. And I need to give Ryan Davis some credit. The record was 60 receptions, and he broke that way in the middle of the season. Almost.
Yeah.
I guess more towards the back half. He finished the season with 84 receptions and 815 receiving yards. 84 receptions.
So he went over by 24.
Correct.
Over any other receiver in Auburn history.
Yep.
That's insane to have that many receptions.
Yep.
Wow. That's some mad respect coming from me.
Yeah, he broke it in October.
Great. Yeah.
And just kept going. So,
man, incredible. All right, let's transition into our defense. Well, let's first off talk about offensive line before you go to defense, because I feel like that's a point where what do you expect out of them? I mean, we have so many weird injuries, like the centers. We have two centers that are going to be not playing for A-Day. What do you expect out of this really inexperienced offensive line this coming Saturday?
I mean, I expect some holes and us to see some areas that we can improve. I think the blind side will be protected because I've heard a lot of good news from that side of the O-line, but the rest, that there's definitely going to be some gelling need to happen over the off-season probably. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling about it?
It's right on up there with my biggest concerns.
Yep.
For this 2018 season. I mean,
to put it this way, for Joey Gatewood to be the massive specimen of a young man that he is, to get sacked 5 times.
Yep.
Of course, he's playing with the second string, so give him that. But still, that's yeah, a lot for just a small practice where they did a few drills. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that was actually in the scrimmage. Still, it wasn't.
Yeah, that was
scrimmage. It wasn't a full out scrimmage. It was like a partial practice and then scrimmage type deal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they probably spent an hour doing like scrimmage type stuff.
Yeah, if that. Yeah, that's a lot of sacks.
That is.
That's what we feared a lot last season with Clemson, UCF, and flashbacks are coming in my head.
Me too.
Already.
Why'd you bring that up?
I'm sorry.
Dang, baby Tigers.
That
game.
Yeah, it's,
then the basketball game.
Yep.
Let's never play Clemson again.
I agree. Those stupid Tigers that stole our mascot and
baby
pretty
Tigers.
Much our
layout
everything.
Of the campus.
I'm still kind of mad at them considering their. Remember our 2010 motto, all in?
Yeah, they stole
theirs
it.
Theirs in 2011 was all in. Are you
yep.
kidding me? Really?
Nope.
Can you not copy
the baby,
us anymore?
The baby copycat Tigers.
That's just terrible.
Except,
really, come on.
When we beat Alabama, like a week later, they had to go, or 2 weeks later, whenever it was. They had to play Alabama. They got their tails handed to them.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's talk about defense now. We had some very, very good news about a couple of players. Just finally, these are the guys that we've talked about over the past season. Haven't heard a whole ton about them. But certain guys that are stepping up, being the vocal leaders that they need to be, and really getting how the defense is run and understanding that. Like, I feel like that's one of the biggest pieces of being in a defense is just understanding the piece that you are and how you work in the system that, for us, Kevin Still has established for his defense. And I think that's really important. And certain guys like Prince Tega, he did a phenomenal job apparently this past week, stepping up and being more of a leader on the field and also as a vocal leader. And that's fantastic to hear because you didn't hear a whole bunch of him this past season. And even I think it was Kevin Steele who said the light really just turned on for him. He started to figure it out. So super excited for him. Big Cat Bryant was the other guy that he just kept going on and on about. He said pretty much this guy now has been playing the buck position and felt really, really well about it. Even last year he played, he was doing the buck position and also a little bit defensive end. Yeah, they're pretty similar, but it is in Auburn's scheme for their defense a little bit different. So now he's kind of settling into the buck position. And that's a great thing to already know this guy is going to be able to play and do well. Nick Coe is another guy that stood out, to Kevin Steele. He's honestly last season was one of the young and up and coming guys that you would occasionally hear about. This guy would make a key tackle, be in on plays. He's a guy, I think even Kevin Steele said he wrestled in high school, and that translates extremely well into defensive line because you understand leverage and how to move guys a little bit more efficiently. And that's big in offensive line. So pretty cool to see Nick Coe doing well there. And then Montrevious Atkinson. It was very interesting. Kevin Steele kept going on about this guy. He was like, he's a really good pass rusher. He's a good blitzer. He can rush the quarterback. He can play good run defense. He can, even if you needed him, he can be dropped back and guard the fourth wide receiver. So he's saying this guy pretty much can play any position is what I'm hearing. And that's crazy.
Huh.
So I didn't realize he was that versatile. But he said, I mean, in all seriousness, he said, if we need to, in a certain situation where we can't substitute somebody to as a DB to go in there and guard that fourth wide receiver, we can transition Montrevious Atkinson out and play. And I was like, that's pretty crazy that he could just go and probably guard just about any of their the fourth wide receivers on an opposing team. Pretty crazy. As a whole, Ben, as for defense, what are you going to see? Like you've already mentioned, you want to pick six.
I
what
do.
Else are you expecting out of this defense for Aiden?
I am picking Iggy for a pick six.
Mm.
Cause okay. He's been playing with the defense for a majority of spring practice.
Yeah,
he's already
pretty
been
much
a wide receiver
for spring practice. Yeah,
I think he's had one day with the offense.
Yep.
So he's going to be thirsty. I could definitely see him going out for one. That's what I'm going to be looking out for. And then I want to see the formation of the dynamic duo for next year. I think a combination of Montrevious Atkinson and Big Cat Bryant is going to be it's going to be something other teams going to be circling on their sketch board. So I want to see kind of my hope for that develop within A-Day.
Yeah. One thing that I just wanted to point out, I think this is really key in the continuity of this defense. I think Kevin Steele even made a joke about how he's been at Auburn as a defensive coordinator longer than any other big defensive coordinator in the whole country. That's how I think it's going to be one of the biggest things heading into the season is very continuity. Yes, he's gonna have. Continuity. There's gonna be a lot of continuity in the defense, and the linebackers. He even mentioned this is his third season at Auburn, and they've only had one linebacker graduate. There's a lot of veteran guys that are gonna be at the linebacker position. Pretty exciting news for the linebackers. Keep an eye on them for A-Day. To be making a lot of great plays, stuffing the run, maybe even dropping back into some pass coverage. I could keep an eye out for them. That's I think the spot where I really want to make sure that they do well. Because when we have consistent play from linebackers, that eases the play for all the other positions on the field. Look how good our linebackers were last season. You look at what we were able to do against Alabama and Georgia in the regular season, and our linebackers stuffed every hole and held their running backs to, at some points, what was it, tens of yards for Georgia. It's insane.
And Alabama.
And Alabama, yeah. What else are you looking forward to from this defense?
I mean, sacks and interceptions. That's I'm actually expecting it to be more, you know, it's weird because I like a lot of good offensive production, and I think the running game will definitely have that, and we'll see that big. I'm not expecting too much, you know, fireworks and passing, which, you know, my style of, like, football I like to see, I guess, is a lot of air it out and then run it to open up the air ball type deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I doubt we'll see a lot of that on Saturday, but I think we'll see for sure a lot of movement and a lot of speed from the defense. And it's weird because I think maybe I've been focusing on the wrong things in the initial first weeks of spring practice, just because we've had so many injuries. I'm just like, oh my gosh, how many guys do we have left on offense? I haven't really been focusing on the defense as much. I think they're just going to light it up, and it's going to be all over the place. Guys flying around. I'm not saying that I'm pulling for interceptions because I don't want the quarterbacks, the backup guys to get picked off. At the same time, I love a good interception and run back, man. So
yeah,
it's
I'm the same way, and I think maybe that's because we've both played on the defensive side of the ball, so we love to see a good interception.
Because I mean, guys,
I would love to see a pick six.
Guys bat it down all the time.
As bad as that may sound,
yeah, but it's like when you're on defense and you pick off a ball, man, it's like you have feathers on your feet, man. You're just like, you're ready to go as fast as you can down the other way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited for that. And it's stupid to be excited for that because I don't want our offense to do poorly, but I think it's kind of set up to have the defense shine. So we'll kind of see how that goes. And then, we consistently have a fantastic pass rush, and I think it's going to happen again, third time, like third year in a row, where we have a few guys that just step up and play lights out, and it's going to be a different set again. So I'm excited to see those guys as well. It's going to be it's going to be Big Cat and Montrevious Atkinson, just saying. But
yeah,
You know, it's weird because every year I'm like, well, it's going to suck when we no longer have that guy playing. And the next year, two more step up, and I'm like, wow, Kevin Steele knows what he's doing.
Yep. And then even, I would even throw in another guy, T.D. Moultrie. He's got a full season under his belt, and now he's going to be a sophomore playing the buck position. He might be the next Carl Lawson type player. He's got that it factor already as a freshman. He already has 1.5 sacks, and he only played in I think 13 of our games in very limited situations. So pretty exciting to see a guy like TD step up. As far as special teams, we've got some exciting news, like Anders Carlson kicked that 62 yarder in the second scrimmage.
Yeah, Anders.
Anders. I heard Gus when he was talking about Anders Carlson. Maybe he was just so giddy that he said Anders.
Anders.
But instead of Anders, I was like, come on, really? It's Anders, not Anders.
Anders Carlson.
But whatever.
Anders Carlson don't kick no 62 yard field goals. Could have gone for 80.
Maybe even a 70 yarder.
I saw it. It went through the field goal. It just kept going. It went through the stands. Just kept going. Went through the scoreboard. Got to fix that. Can you imagine a kick hitting the scoreboard?
Yes, cannot. Because Daniel Carlson.
Really? To actually hit the scoreboard?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying I could imagine it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Leg into it. I mean, it would go pretty far up. It would go for like extra points. It would go about halfway up the, like, the lower level bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, if he really tried, I can almost guarantee you he could kick it all the way up. If he really wanted to.
The thing you'd have to be worried about is you have to get enough trajectory to where it goes up and not into someone's face.
Oh, very true.
Because otherwise,
yes,
someone's going to be, like, sipping their Coke or whatever and just smacked right upside the head with a football.
Yep. And did you ever catch one of the field goals, like while you were down in the end zone? Have you ever done that like when they're practicing?
So not caught one of the field goals from our side, but I have tossed the ball up to where we throw it out for the other team.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So usually,
well, I can tell you,
usually when we're down, I can tell you from bottom, doesn't happen. But
yeah, oh yeah, you were like front row.
Yep.
I guess that's probably.
You came down there a few times.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like one of the few times that I ended up catching. It was just they were warming up. I think at halftime the kickers were kicking stuff, field goals to get warmed up, and that ball came in so hard. And I'm just imagining that ball coming in to an unexpected person.
Oh, man.
And hitting their face.
No, that would be terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably be... I mean, we were lucky with whatever her face was, Ashley something, that blonde chick that got... tried
oh,
to catch that
yeah.
Goal, or the kickoff.
I forgot about her.
And just got nailed in the face. I mean, she was lucky she didn't break a nose.
That's true.
But... I feel like we're running out of luck when it comes to that if somebody else tries it. Ben, are you expecting anything else out of this A-Day? Like, how – okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about our offense?
6.
Wow, okay.
More excited.
What about our defense?
More excited than I would say, but yeah. I'm excited to see the running backs. That's what got me up to that. I'd say without the running backs, yeah. I'd say like 3. Okay. Defense.
Is that just because we're going to be playing second and third string quarterbacks and we're injured?
Yeah, I think it's because we have like 8 injuries on the offense right now. So
yeah,
I just don't expect to get like a full picture. I think with the defense, we're actually going to get a picture, like a glimpse of what we have going into next season. With the offense,
yeah.
It's really just like, hey guys, let's go throw the ball around.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's gonna be so piecemeal.
Yeah.
I feel like, and that's gonna be hard to get a representation of what we really actually have, because the offensive line probably isn't gonna be nailed down to what it's gonna be.
It's funny because
in this actual season.
Yeah, like Gus wanted to have the full depth chart ready to go and everything.
Yep.
We don't have like majority of our starters.
Yeah, I know.
So good luck.
Yeah, that's the part where I mean, I'm sure Gus at the beginning didn't think we're gonna have a bunch of injuries. I mean, even Gus said a couple of those, like Eli Stove and Will Hastings, were fluke ACL injuries.
Fluke ACL,
and it's weird to have those in A-Day. Like, I can't remember, or
just
in
early
spring practice before A-Day. That's just crazy to have that many.
Well,
but
I can't remember the last time we had this many injuries like preseason.
Yeah.
Where just like,
that's frustrating.
Half the line is gone. You've got half your wide receivers are gone. Your starting quarterback is gone. Like, that's mm-hmm. just, I don't know. I'm glad it's all happening right now, because I'd much rather have like a dumpy spring for offense and then really get it going in the fall. Because the other way around is not a fun time. We've all been there.
Yep.
So that's fine, but I'm not as stoked on the offensive side of the ball as I am the D. So yeah. I'd say defense, I'm at like a 9.
Wow.
So
okay. What about special teams?
Solid 10. I want to see a 70-yard kick. I want Gus to get it in his head that Anders can just, you know, kick it from his own 30. And, you know, break the NCAA record and get like an 80-yard field goal. So let's give it a try.
Sure.
I mean, think about it.
That'd be good.
You have a snapper and just a bunch of guys that, instead of actually like getting up and blocking type deal, they just go and hit the person in front of them. Just hit them as hard as they can, knock them down,
yeah,
and then just line drive kick. it's possible.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Sure.
Somehow, someone made like a 76-yard field goal at some point in time. So I think that's the record, isn't it?
Wow.
Something.
Yes.
And that's stupid.
It's I think maybe it's like 72 or something, but still crazy.
NCAA. With as much as I talk about this, I should remember this stupid thing.
Yeah, we do talk about it a lot. As far as like offense, I'm pretty excited just because I want to see players that I haven't seen play yet. I mean, I've seen videos of Joey Gatewood, but I actually want to see him play. So I'm gonna give it like a 7 or 8 out of 10 for excitement for offense.
Wow.
Defense, I'm gonna say 9. I'm really excited to see defense. And we've got most of our guys healthy. You're gonna get to see the new defensive line probably wreaking havoc on our trying to gel offensive line and newer quarterbacks. That's why I'm really excited. I think, like you said, there's going to be some sort of interception, maybe multiple interceptions, and hopefully a pick six. That's the kind of game that I want to see out of the defense. Special teams, I would love to see, I'm curious if they're going to do this because if they're going to have live kickoffs and punts like they've been doing in practices this whole spring. I'm really curious if we're going to do that during the A-Day or what, but that would bring my excitement for the special teams from a 9 up to a 10 if we could actually do live kickoffs and punt returns.
If we don't do live, that would be fun. I'm going to be severely disappointed and quite upset because we've been doing live. Because first, A-Day special teams has been just a joke over the past couple years. Just utter joke. It's like, what? Why are you even doing this?
Yep.
And we've been practicing live. I think it would be a poor decision to then change the methodology behind our practice side. Practice like you play. Show us that you've improved. Yep. That's the biggest issue that we had last year with special teams and just our coverage.
Yeah.
Like, A-Day is a time for you to show off to the fans and say, like, hey, we've actually been doing something during the spring, and that's one of the biggest things that we need improvement on. Yeah. We better go live on at least a couple of them.
I hope so.
And I have the true numbers here. 67 yards is the record. So whatever I said, I think I said 76. I got it backwards.
You did say 70.
So 67 yards, my dyslexia is kicking in, is the record. And so that means Anders just needs to kick it from his own like 40 and he'll be good.
Okay. I think Gus can put him in a situation like that. Yeah.
No big deal. Just kick it from your own 43, you know, whatever. That would tie it. Yeah. Kick it from your own 42. Or 40.
Nice.
Super Gus said long. It could have gone 70 yards. He said it. It came out of his mouth. He was smiling.
It could have gone 70 yards.
He was doing his old hardly ever happens Gus smile. So
super excited Gus smile.
So I have a couple numbers I want to give you.
Okay.
This is going to be a impromptu segment of By the Numbers. Because I just want everyone to know who they should be looking out for. So number one on the team is number one, Big Cat Bryant. Be looking out for him. Circle that number when you see it. Get your binoculars out.
Yep.
Number 48, Montrevious Atkinson. Going to be huge. Number 4, Noe Iggy. I was going to try to pronounce his last name, but then I stumbled on his first name. Do you want to give that last name for me?
Yeah, Noe Igbinoghi.
There it is. Look out for number 4. He's going to get a pick 6. Look out for number 89. My brother from another mother that might also be my cousin, Griffin King. Because he is like 5th or 6th string wide receiver because we have so many injuries. He's crushing it.
Yeah.
The man of the day, number 20, Asa Martin, and number 28, Booby himself. I can't say his first name either. Jatarvius Whitlow. So that's By the Numbers. Look out for all those guys.
Do you think
guys.
His coaches call him Booby?
I absolutely would. If I was a coach, I would call him Booby all day long. So yes, they definitely call him Booby.
Oh, man.
I Googled Booby and he came up.
No.
And that's a dangerous thing to... No, I did. That's a dangerous thing to Google, but it's...
Yeah, you're gutsy.
B-O-O-B-E-E.
Man. we're not suggesting that you search that on your search browsers.
No.
At all. No.
Say Booby Auburn. That's what I searched, and he came up.
Man, that's ridiculous. I think this about does it for our wrap-up of and preview of what we're going to expect out of our A-Day. It's honestly looking like a good day as far as defense. Offense, we're going to probably see a good bit of running, figure out who's going to be the running backs for this upcoming season. And then you're going to see a few of our wide receivers, even some of the younger guys, just because of the injuries, be able to play a good bit. Special teams, be looking out for Mr. Anders, a.k.a. Anders Carlson. He's going to be, I foresee, playing a pretty big role, probably booting some 50-plus yarders through. I'm excited for A-Day. I'm glad to be back, or I'm going to be glad to be back on the plains. I'm going to be spending a whole weekend down there. It's going to be fun. Just feeling good about this season, minus the injuries. Just hope to see some fun electric play of this defense and offense out of this 2018 A-Day. Ben, do you have any final thoughts for us?
Be safe getting down to the plains. No injuries from any of our fans either. And enjoy some hard football, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Definitely enjoy it. And as always, War Eagle, everybody.
War Eagle.
That's going to do it for this episode on the E2C Network. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into our show. Couple reminders for you listeners before we head out today. If you're interested in joining the E2C Network team, make sure you give us an email at e2cnetwork@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to discuss that with you. Also, make sure you're checking out the variety of episodes on our podcast we have coming out each week, as well as our blog post on e2cnetwork.com. Specifically, make sure you're checking out Facebook Live sessions that we have called E2C Live and Auburn Fan Chat, where you, the listener, can get involved in the show and have your voice heard. If you're interested in connecting with us and giving us feedback, there are a variety of ways to do that. First, go online to iTunes and SoundCloud and Google Play. Please subscribe there and give us reviews there as well. It helps spread the show and lets us know how we're doing. If you're looking to find us on social media, you can do so at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even YouTube. Just type in E2C Network and that'll get you there. Once again, our email is e2cnetwork@gmail.com and our website e2cnetwork.com. And I want to thank the Auburn BCM and the Auburn Uniform Database once again, and thank you, the listeners, for tuning in each and every week. It's always great to be an Auburn Tiger and War Eagle.